I wish all of you a blessed Chinese New Year. Okay, let us look to God in prayer. Gracious, mighty Father, O Lord, how we praise and thank Thee for this day. Even as Thy people gather together, so help us, O God, that we may cling on and put our focus onto Thee. O Father, may Thou also forgive us our sins, that we may look towards Thee and even to rejoice that Thy word is given to us this day. So help us, Almighty God, even as we open Thy word today, give us a clear understanding that we may apply in our life with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a Bible, please turn to James. James chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. For the phone he had sold, and much commission was given to him. But one day, there was a customer who came in to browse. Being indecisive whether to buy the right phone for him to use, he pondered for some time. Now this irritates this man who's about to sell the phones to him. Now he gets very angry, being irritated, and he started to use vulgar languages on him. Eventually, there was a complaint, he was fired. Now, this person was an unbeliever. Now, what about as a Christian? What about all of us? Now, his punishment was not so severe. As Christian, our punishment will be severe because not only will we be fired, but we'll be banned from entering the kingdom of God. So my title is a command to control your anger. A command. Later I'll show you why is it it's a command to control your anger. Now James understood very well the circumstances, the trials that the Jews are paying in those days. He wrote this letter to those 12 tribes who were scattered abroad. James was speaking to this Christian. Now this Christian, who are they? They who believe the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now they have been persecuted for their faith. They have been forced to leave their homes, families, work, country. Loved ones have been killed. Goods have been confiscated. Business have gone bankrupt. If anyone has the right to be angry, are these Jewish Christians? What I'm saying is facts. Those days, the persecution was real. Were real. It's unlike today, whereby if you offended the government bodies, they will invite you for a coffee, the most. They will ask you to recant your words, and you make an apology to them. But in those days, it was very different. Persecution was rampant. You can never recant once the words go out from your mouth. You'll be persecuted, and rest assured, you'll be killed. And James wrote this letter, he knew it. Not all those who profess to know Christ in those days were actually saved by Christ. Many of them are Christian by names, but their lives shows a different way. Many of them actually living faith without works. They do not produce any works. No practice were involved, mainly words only. And even those days, there were a lot of fights going on. Confusions. That is why James wrote this letter. He wrote this letter to encourage them, to provide wisdom for them, that they may live out their faith. James, as he spoke to them, do not just listen, but practice in their life. Don't deceive yourself. James is writing to them, don't deceive. I know you are going through persecution. I know hatred has been within your heart. Bitterness, power. Of course, but live up your faith. My first point, anger does not profit. A command, okay? I will tell you why is it a command. Command, anger does not profit. What is the command? James is commanding them more listening, less talking, less anger. The text says, let every person be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. He is speaking to the brothers in Christ. My beloved brothers, the way, and my beloved brothers, treat them with great wisdom that he has with God, from God. He said, know this. Because the text said, let everybody know this. Don't you know? Have you forgotten God? Have you not remembered that Christ died for you? Resurrected on the third day? Ascended to heaven? Interceding for you? Have you not known? You once professed and confessed your sin before Christ. And you have granted forgiveness. And now, what are you doing? You are quarreling, finding faults, creating a lot of problems in the church. Why is it so? Know this. I give you a command. Slow to speak. Because in those days, it's very different. When you are scattered abroad, power is what they want. When church has been established or been built, they want power, authority. And James knew it. These people are quarrelsome because there's no proper leaders. And leaders themselves are not rooted in the Word of God. They love to debate. And very often time, slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to anger. Am I not right? In Jesus' times, what will happen? What happened? When he healed somebody, the Pharisees and the scribes, they are ready to bounce on him. They provoke him. Lots of questions. Question him time after time, finding fault. Do they ever consider, listen? Let everybody listen. What is the meaning of listen? In the Greek word, it is said, consider. Do not be quick. Ponder. Meditate. Whether it's reasonable. No. They were not so. They were quick to judge Jesus. They will use all kind of words to tempt him. To capture. Even today, if you go to Israel, and those who have been to Israel, more or less they should know. I have debated with many of them in Israel concerning who the Lord Jesus is. Now they will not hear me out. They will provoke, they will find fault, and they will speak with great authorities because they are the Jews. We are Gentile. They will not give a listening ear. They will not even consider. They will cut you to the point. And they live to argue. And James is telling them, warning them, Jesus had given you the word. Why are you not practicing? Why are you so quick to find fault? Why do you want to find troubles? Why you want to judge others? Why is it so? The word is given to you. Apply. Not only just listen, apply the word. Cling on to God's word. You'll be wise, prudent in your thoughts. Before you give your speech, you will watch. And he said, "My beloved brethren, let everybody be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." It can be considered, do not be quick. He's telling them, listen to the word of God. The word of God will give you wisdom and understanding. The word of God will give you the understanding how you will reply. And it will hold your anger on. It is our duty to remember God's word in our life. Apply in understanding. Be not fancy in our own thoughts, own opinions. Therefore, we want to win. We want to be judgmental. We want to be quick in our speech. We want to overrule others. James knew what was going on in those days. Because, as I say, persecution was rampant. They were scattered abroad. And I did a research on this. If they have established a church, or even the underground churches, now those who have established, they have great authorities. It is fine to have power authorities. But it is not right having not to consider whether that brother is right or wrong. You can read the whole book of James. It's a great example for today modern churches to follow. It is also telling them, James said, moreover, if you read the whole book of James, I know what is going on. There is dispute in differences of Christian brothers. Yes. That is a time of trials you are going through. Yes. Whatever dispute you have or differences, the word of God have to bring in. Consider. Follow the word of God. Open the scripture to clarify. When you have God's word in the midst, you are slow to anger, because the word of God will apply in your life, will give you wisdom, will give you knowledge. That's why in the whole book of James, James keep on reminding them, one after one, knowing that faith produces works. If you don't have this mainly by listening, what is the point? Why did I say it's a command? James told them, since there is the word of God given to you, you will not want to listen, I give you a command. Okay, it is used as a force. In the Greek language here, it is stated clearly, present imperative. Maybe you do not know. I make it very simple. Present imperative means a command. A command that you must obey. A command which is continually on, going on. Since you do not want to obey, let everybody, the word let everybody is imperative. Listen, command I give it to you from the word of God. Obey and follow. There's no question, no doubt of it. Don't even consider. That is how strong the usage is given in this book. Let everybody what? Be swift. It's so command. Slow to anger is also a command. I give you a command. He's telling the Jewish, I give you a command. Do not waste your time. A command, when it's usage, when this usage is given us in this Bible, it is forcefully telling you to do it. And even James encouraged us. Okay, the word in Greek also tells us the word to be swift to listen. This is what it carries. What it carries the idea to attend to consider. Swift to listen. Consider whether it's right or wrong. Do not judge. Do not be quick to anger. Ponder upon it. Meditate upon it. Maybe it is right. And the word slow to anger. The word slow to anger is what? Seek revenge. Do not be quick to seek revenge. Do not be quick to punish someone. You know, do not be quick to burst out anger. Don't. James is trying to tell them, don't do that. It will not help you. It will provoke one another to what? To wrath. However, anger is not only the root problems. The Bible links anger with other communications. It connects how we have conversation with our friends. And the Bible has a number of warnings about anger, how we communicate. I will read to you some passages. You do not need to turn. Just take down if you want to go back to have further study. First passage is Proverbs 12:16. You do not need to turn. We just write it down. Proverbs 12:16. A fool's wrath is presently known. See, a fool. The Bible considers those who easily anger is a fool. The fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covers shame. A person wise will be quick to cover his shame. Proverbs 14, verse 17. He that is soon angry, dealeth foolishly. Again, foolishly is used. And a man of wicked device is hated. You see, a man, when there's anger, there's wickedness in your heart. It is hated. You will make known to others. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalted folly. Proverbs 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath. A soft, see, consider. But grievous words stir up anger. Proverbs 15, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18. A wrathful man stir up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Proverbs 16, verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Now, take note of the last. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24-25. Make no friendships. Remember, make no friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man, thou shalt not go. A command again. Don't go. Thou shalt not go. Don't even think. Remember in Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt not worship other gods. Thou shalt not go. It's a command given again. Don't go. Why? Verse 24. Lest thou learneth his way and get a snare to thy soul. Do you know what is the problem with these verses? These are not new information to all of us. You know that today you go off and say, wow, I did not know. The anger can cause a lot of displeasing before God. Everyone knows it is better to control your anger than it's made known and it's displeasing before God. Am I not right? In James chapter 3, James give those illustration. A horse you can tame. A sheep, such a big vessel, you can even tame. You can control by stirring it. But a man's tongue, no one can tame.
Is it not clear?
Why is it so? Horse, a sheep, can all be tamed. Because man always have the intention to sin before God. Because they want power. They are full of pride. And their tongue cannot be tamed unless the word of God shut their mouth. You ask yourself today, is your tongue tame? Truly search yourself. Are you too quick to judge? Are you too quick to speak? Because whatever goes out from your mouth, it cannot return. And people will know. When people look at your life, they will know. This is one person that the tongue is not tame. Examine yourself today. We have the Word of God. Use the Word of God to try us whether we are right before God, whether is our tongue tame. When your tongue is tame, when you fear the Lord, you meditate God's word, there won't be any anger. There will be love, forgiveness. You can live today. You can live this century. After, when you live this century, are you quick to speak? To make fun of others? To ridicule them? That they are in mercy of you. Be mindful. God is watching. You may escape, but there is a God in heaven. Examine. This verse, truthfully, is good for all of us. Because many times, our tongue is not trained. Many a time, we are quick to judge. We are quick to put one down. Am I not right? Today there are many churches fighting. They do not want to listen to anyone's opinion but themselves. Because they are great leaders. So therefore, whatever they say is right. And if you do not want to listen, I will put you down, rest assured. In any way. And people listen to them. There's no mercy. Judgment is given to you. Because they have different issues. Therefore, I make it as a dogma, you must listen to me. If you don't listen to me, I will judge you. And yet, if you still don't listen to me, there is anger in my life. When there is anger, it produces what? Unrighteousness before God. There is sin. It can be many things that is going through your life, whether in work, in your workplace, whether in school, in any way. Hold your anger, hold your peace. Be slow, consider, have wisdom. God gave us wisdom in His Word. We are Christians. We have to show the world that we have wisdom. Do not be quick. Because people will mock at you, will laugh at you. As a Christian, what is happening to you? My second point. Anger worketh not righteousness. Okay. anger worketh not righteousness. It is also a command given to all of us. Does not produce any righteousness. Now the word here, for the wrath of man, verse 20, worketh not the righteousness of God. The wrath of man worketh not. You see the word not. It's a negative, absolute negative. The Greek form. It is what? It's not, nay, neither, never, not at all, negative. Don't even think that maybe. Absolute negative is telling us no righteousness. When it's not righteousness, it's what? Unrighteousness. When it's unrighteous, it's what? It's sin. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness. It is stated that it does not produce a life of righteousness before God. And James warned them, slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to anger. Why is it so? Because it does not produce any righteousness before God. And you have committed a sin before God. Therefore, you have to repent. This tendency of unrighteousness, it is to do not produce any fruit. You do not incline, it is not inclined to God's word, but to break God's word. You do not embarrass the truth, but the opposite of the truth. This meaning, this passage is warning them, it is not whether God is right or wrong. It is telling you that you have not produced a fruit which is righteous before God. When there is anger in their life, and James wrote to them, oftentimes, when there's anger in your life, it is very hard to control this anger because it's self-centered anger and it will not lead to righteousness. And those days, they will argue, because we are angry for Christ. We are angry that Christ's name has been abused. However, they may also pretend concern for what is right and wrong. But they have forgotten. Most of the time, when anger is built into a person, there dwelleth unrighteousness. Anger does not produce any righteousness. Why? This anger, most of the time, self-righteousness. Me, myself, I. If I don't get anything I want, I will use the name of, I will use God's word in vain. And I'll say, my anger is righteous. And I will use all means to win. And I will use God's words in vain. And he said, be sure that you have an anger of righteousness. It is not wrong to have a righteous anger, because there are two implications. One is righteous anger. One is anger that does not produce fruit. It's unrighteousness. Where do you stand? Jesus, when he went into the temple, see the money changers, they are sitting, they are exchanging coins. There are prostitutes everywhere in the temple. Now he was very angry. What he did, he overturned the tables. He was very angry. He said, you have made the place a den of robbers. This place is the house of God. Place for prayer. He was angry. But he was angry with all righteous anger. Did Jesus I've sinned against God? No. James is telling them, if you are angry for the righteousness of God's kingdom, it must be God-centered kingdom, not self-centered kingdom. It is not for your own gain. If something that you are angry for is if a person that sinned against God, that is righteous, you rebuke him in the love of God. A righteous anger will focus on God's kingdom, not your kingdom. You are nobody to feel angry about. Because when you have self-centered angry, it does not produce righteousness. Because you're thinking about self. It is right to be angry. The Bible even said, it's fine to be angry, but do not let the sun what? Goes down. Till next morning. And even so, beware. He said, beware of your anger. Because if you are not aware of your anger, slowly it will build into your life. And if you're not careful, there will be unrighteousness before God. Read the whole book of James, and you will know what James is trying to tell them. Jesus dealing with men. When there's a man, there was a man full of leprosy. When he healed them on the Sabbath day, the Pharisees and the scribes, they were very angry. They wanted to take him and kill him. Now, Jesus was very angry. He is the Son of God. And today, this man who has infirmities, and Jesus healed him. And he was angry. And he scolded, rebuked the scribe and Pharisee. He was angry, if you read in the book of Matthew. And that is righteous anger, not self-centered. He does not angry for himself. And he went through the cross. Did he get angry? You have scorned me. You have beaten me up. No. If there's one thing that you want to be righteous for God's kingdom. Be righteous for the word of God. Defend the word of God. That is called a righteous anger. Not your own self-seeking. Righteousness is built on what? When someone who sinned against God, you rebuke him because of God's glory. That is called righteousness when you are angry. Second, the right focus we must have. Focus on what? Focus on God's kingdom only. Not my kingdom. Third, be careful with your righteous anger, because sometimes it may be wrong. Be aware. What I'm doing, is it right before God? You ask yourself today, what kind of things make you angry and feel unrighteousness? Do you become angry when someone cut you off? Do you get angry if a business dealing go off? You ask yourself today, you check. Unrighteousness will only bring harms to a person who dwell on it. God has said, be perfect as I am perfect. We are not perfect, we are all born with sins. But what I'm saying, each day you pray to God, confess. Be righteous, be always careful. Unrighteousness has a very broad sense. It can be many things, but today we are dealing with anger. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Check, because every day, somehow, or sometimes, we have this kind of issue going on. the servant of God must always beware. We are all called saints before God. Be very careful. Be very careful what? The right way to get anger, to get angry. And sin not before God. Anger normally dwells with many other factors. Pride. Wanting power, authority, self, pride. As a Christian, we must recognize all this. Recognize all this issue and deal with it. Be very careful. Do you hear now what James is saying? Do not only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Live out your faith. And the most importantly is to what? Listen to the word of God. Don't be jealous. Don't let the sin dwell in your heart too long. It becomes unrighteousness. Don't be too quick to jump into conclusion. Grow in your faith. Live a life that is true before God. Live a life that is pleasing before God. Live a life that is righteous before God. If you really have all these, praise God. If not, pray and ask God for wisdom. Because the word is given to us. It's whether you have read it and apply in your life. Anger can cause a lot of damage. I give you one testimony. I have a friend. Now this is a true account. I got two friends. And a lady, okay. Now, nothing to do with all ladies, okay. I have to be very careful with my words. Okay, these three of them are my friends. Okay, two of them love this girl. But this girl was not truthful and having two boyfriends. Two at the same time, and one day they get to know. And this girl told both of them, and told some lies, said, trying to provoke them to fight. If, who won will pick me. Who wins will pick me. So because of the words, she did not really go out in front to tell them. She talked to them privately, one at a time. And it provokes them because the words that she used can say that to provoke the other person to fight against the other person. And in the end, one of my friends died. Can make it very simple. This is a true account. Okay? One of my friends died, and the other friend was charged in court. He was hanged because of what? Words. And this is one. I got many testimony of things that gone wrong. You think words won't cause problem? If you think that your tongue is not trained, you better pray and ask God to forgive you. Words without wisdom is very dangerous. And when you have the words to speak, and if you want power, you want to control other people's life, when you have anger in your life, it will not help you. One sin will lead to another sin. When in time to come, it is very hard to be saved because you do not want to listen. You want to have your own opinion. When you have anger, you have bitterness. When you have bitterness, full of hatred. When you have full of hatred, what do you want to do? You want to kill. You want to slander someone. But you have forgotten. Even you have overcome all this, you are going to hell. Beware how you speak will affect another person. If you have godly wisdom, comfort others, show love, caring, speak wisely, consider always, always consider. Don't try to be smart. Don't try to think that you are very clever. Don't try to think that I have a lot of Bible knowledge. Don't even think. Humble. Humble, listen to the word of God. It will help in your life, daily life. And in the end, if they conquer all this, there will be a reward. The reward is a place in heaven for you. Rather than you have conquered everything, but there is no unrighteousness in your life, you'll be heading to hell. Let us close in prayer. Our gracious, mighty Father, Lord, we thank Thee for Thy word. Help us, Almighty God. Thou knowest that many a times we have fallen short due to our pride. We want to have all powers. And Father, sometimes we have fallen before Thee. O Lord, help us to humble ourselves, that we may always meditate Thy word. Be wise in our thoughts. Be vigilant. O Father, whatever there is hindering us before Thee, with bitterness, with anger, O God, we pray that You have mercy, be gracious towards us. May your words speak to us this day, that we may be more like Christ-like. Father, we thank Thee for this church, that truly they have lived a life of faithfulness towards Thee. We pray that You continue to bless this church and every individual, that their life may manifest in Thee and show out to the world that Thou art with them and Thou have carried them through many struggles they have gone through. So Father, we commit our life to Thee. Watch over us. Pray for the Spirit to lead and guide us. Never to be proud to show off that we are wise, but we always humble ourselves before Thee, wanting to know Thee more and to be like Thee. With thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.